I never come home and don't find these shades rolled up the ceiling. Honest to heaven, do you think the sun can anoint his hands and knees the way Harry rolls these shades up? It gets me so mad I could split his skull. Talk, 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 please. No one tells me whatsoever. Believe you me, from now on, I'm gonna... Harry, what do you mean, walking through the living room stark naked? You're not showing me a thing. We've been married 11 years. You didn't show anything 12 years ago. Go in the bathroom. Walking around the house naked. You look like a broken-down eunuch. You may as well be one for the good it does me. Go in the bathroom and don't argue with me. Honestly, I've never seen like... My heavens, Nora Harmon is giving a wild party. Here it is 8:30, you're not invited by that mangy sow. If she has any idea she can live in this neighborhood and snub me, I'll put the bitch's curse on her. Believe you me, I will. What did you say, Harry? You didn't say anything? Close the door, I can hear you. Honestly, I've never in my life seen like that. I can't understand. Harry, get away from the window. You're naked. Move back and pull the shade down. Then pull it down. I don't want people to think I married you just for your money. Harry, did you know that Nora... Oh, of course you knew. What the hell's going on at the office? Hand goes out home. Well, they're all over there naked and singing and screaming. They're having a lovely time. I wonder if she's invited Gertie Smith. I'll find out. I'll call her on the phone. I have a perfect right to know. You went into the bathroom to do something? Do it! Don't try to tell me how to run the office. I don't try to tell you how to run the house. If anybody in the world can tell you how to run that office, I'm... Oh, Gertie, darling. I saw your lights blazing. I was just wondering what you were doing. Oh, you're looking for termites. I just saw a whole group of them arrive. No, dear, I'm not trying to be catty. And you've been scratched a couple of places, and you ain't no racing form. No, dear, I'm not being nasty at all, but you're the only woman I've ever seen in my life can ride in a rumble seat with your heels over your own head and still be comfortable. Well, I hope you have a lovely time on your party. I hope you do. We ain't invited. Won't ever smile again until I on you. I think I'll call the police on her. I really do. What'd you say, Harry? Never mind, I'm busy. Yes, that's what I'll do. Police department? Let me talk to the vice squad. Vice squad. I'll hold the wire. Thank you. Vice squad? Let me talk to the captain. I have a beef to register. I have a beef to register. No, dear, a complaint, not a piece of meat. Are you new down there? Well, time will cure it. Put him on. Captain, oh, Captain, how do you do? Captain, I am a very respectable married woman, and I have been living in a respectable neighborhood for 17 years. 6 weeks ago, a mess of jerks moved in across the street and gave a housewarming, and a joint is still on fire. They're all over there naked, throwing bottles out the windows without even opening the windows. And just this moment, two of them chased each other across the lawn, goosing one another with a blowtorch. Captain, I am a member of the Parent Teachers Association. My children go to the BYPU. You will do something? How quick? That's quick. Their address is 8744 96th Street. And Captain, when we ladies go to the polls to vote, we'll know who to vote for. And thank you so much, Captain. Harry, they're going to drag them out with a scruff of the neck and beat their brains out on the pavement. I hope there's blood and something on the lawn. I'd love to take the hose out and squirt her blood down the gutter, really, I would. Her blood running in the gutter be an elevation of those of Varick's Hill Boulevard to her those years. Hush, Harry, I can't get a word in edgeways. You talk all the time. The moment you get home, the office get in that bathroom and see the one end of the other, and they're both noises. So be quiet for just a moment. I'll swear I've never in my life seen anything like you. I am one woman that never opens my mouth. I've lived in this neighborhood for 17 years, and I ain't said a word compared to you. Just this morning, after you went to work, I had a good bed for 20 minutes to quiet. Ah! Here come the wagons. Listen at the syringes blowing. Look, Harry, look, Harry, look, Harry, they're surrounding her house. Look, look. I hope they cave her skull in like a fedora hat. She'd look good with a creased skull. Don't think she wouldn't. And if anybody else moves that building, it'd be very nasty about them. Harry, somebody's at the door. See it is, will you? If anybody else moves that building, it'd be very nasty about the whole thing. Harry, somebody's at the door. Will you go see who it is? Honest to heavens, I've never... Stay there! Oh, officer. It's across the street. You have never seen anything like it. And let... What do you mean there's a naked man in my window jumping up and down? And we're under arrest. We'll go, but not quietly. Come on, you and that gut. We got it this trip.